Asian journey continues.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. President Obama has wrapped up his trip to China after 3 days of happy talk but little in the way of agreements. The same may hold true on his next and last stop in Asia, South Korea. Expectations are low unless there's a surprise on the trade front. From Shanghai, here's Marketplace's Scott Tong.
South Korean officials want to push the president on free trade. Washington and Seoul have already hammered out a broad-ranging deal. It just needs to be ratified by lawmakers on both sides. If it happens, U.S. industry would benefit from lower tariffs in the Korea market. Economist Chan-guk He says take American airplanes.
Korean buyers have options of Boeing or Airbus, and a little bit of advantage can tip the scale.
Korea is ready to ratify, but top congressional Democrats are not. Mainly, they say it's unfair to U.S. automakers. They want to renegotiate, so Seoul cuts more taxes and regulations that affect American car sales there. Last year, the Big Three exported just 7,000 vehicles to South Korea.
You can buy U.S.-made vehicles, but not many are actually buying them.
Meanwhile, Korean brands like Hyundai and Kia export 100 times more cars to the U.S. Could be unfair trade, or just bad American products. Either way, expectations in Seoul are low for a breakthrough on the stalled trade deal. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.
Stocks are all over the place today. Asian shares ended the day mixed. Chinese shares were higher, but Hong Kong and Japanese stocks fell. European markets modestly higher right now. Wall Street yesterday, not much movement. The S&P broke even and then added just a few points. The Dow added more than a quarter of a percent, closing at 10,437. In Wyoming, there's talk of a new tax on wind development. State lawmakers there are meeting today to gauge support. From Wyoming Public Radio, Molly Messick reports.
In a state that's used to getting a lot of revenue from the energy industry, it's not a big jump to think about taxing wind. State Senator John Schiffer says it should be taxed by the kilowatt hour.
I believe wind energy development should pay their own way, just like coal does or gas or uranium.
Schiffer says wind development comes at a cost. There's the use of local roads, the potential effects on wildlife, and the loss of open space. But the wind industry says Wyoming's immediate push for new income could hurt the state in the long run.
Taxes could shut the door on wind development in Wyoming right now. And if that is the case, then nobody's going to benefit economically from the development of wind energy.
Cheryl Riley is the executive director of the Wyoming Power Producers Coalition. She says the bigger issue here is that Wyoming is far from major cities where electricity is needed, and it's expensive to move energy from one place to another. Plus, she says Wyoming is talking about adding taxes at a time when other states are offering credits and exemptions. From Laramie, Wyoming, I'm Molly Messick for Marketplace.
American chocolate giant Hershey's has been working with the Italian chocolate maker Ferrero, and the Wall Street Journal reports the two could make a play for British candy maker Cadbury. The report says executives from both companies have been talking for weeks now. If a bid did take place, it would be the first one to compete with the one Kraft Foods made last week. That was a $16.7 billion offer.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Gather.com, the social network where people can make new friends who share their interests. People talking about today's news at news.gather.com. Marketplace is distributed by American Public Media. For information about underwriting this or other APM programs, such as The Splendid Table, visit AmericanPublicMedia.org.
Looks like U.S. foreclosure rates aren't going to peak until next year. That's according to the online database RealtyTrack. So more and more people are going to foreclosure auctions where they hope to get a deal on the American dream. We sent reporter Sean Cole to one in Boston and told him to keep his hands at his sides.
The auction was in a small ballroom at the Boston Park Plaza Hotel. It was held, hang on, here's the obligatory auctioneering sound. It was held by Real Estate Disposition Corporation, or REDC, which travels all around the country helping banks offload their quote-unquote distressed properties. About 200 people showed up to bid on just 36 homes scattered all over New England. One sold for less than a quarter of its original value. REDC makes its money from a 5% buyer's premium. It's doing pretty well right now, and a spokesman, Rick Weinberg, told me it's going to do even better next year.
We're already in the process of basically having an auction almost every other day. And we could wind up doing an auction on an average of almost a daily basis.
In the last 2.5 years, REDC has sold $6 billion worth of property for banks, despite a little lull this year after banks agreed to temporary moratoria on foreclosures.
It was a speed bump on the Indianapolis 500.
Rick Sharga is a senior vice president for Realty Track.
And we have had 9 consecutive months now of more than 300,000 foreclosure actions a month since the moratoria were lifted.
Which, of course, is horrible. Unless you're an auction company like REDC.
Going once, twice, third in Pamlico, 92.59.
Or you're one of the bidders getting a great deal on somebody else's loss. For example, at the auction I went to, George and Mary McLeod landed a second home on Cape Cod for $90,000. They hugged and kissed after putting in the winning bid.
I prayed about it. Good Lord.
You prayed about it?
Yes, I did. I did pray about it, you know. And we said don't go above 80, but then what the heck, you know what I mean? Always can sell it.
True. The question is for how much. In Boston, I'm Sean Cole for Marketplace.
And finally, I can tell you I don't expect to see rodents in my hotel room when I'm on the road. Nobody does, of course. But in France, there's one lodge where, in one suite, playing a pet hamster is all a part of the draw. A room comes complete with giant wheel for a workout. That's the fitness center, by the way. And hay to sleep on. Don't believe there's a thread count on that. The owners actually run a company which rents unusual rooms to people seeking adventures. They say there are some adults who wish they could have had pet hamsters when they were kids. This is a way to make them happy. And at this hotel, they warn the $150 a night room rate is likely to go up. Seems people are asking for Wi-Fi and TV next to the food pellets and water bottle. I'm Steve Chiatakis in Los Angeles. This is Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.